This dog, this is irritating on Wendy Rose. Wendy, Wendy Rose, ROSE. Date of consultation was 11/22/22. And the date of birth is 12/10/59. Please, age 62. Please make a copy for primary physician Christopher Lee Paik. Christopher Lee is L-E-E. Paik is P-A-I-K, M-D. Their consultation is 11/22/22. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chief complaint, COPD and history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 62-year-old lady who has a long-standing history of smoking. Was treated for pneumonia. And recently was sent for a chest CT. On 9/20/22, and the CT chest showed linear opacifications with volume loss in the lingula, consistent with scarring and subsegmental atelectasis and evidence of COPD. The patient has had previous chest CTs done. And the chest CT done on October 23/20 showed pulmonary nodules 4 to 5 millimeters adjacent to the left major fissure and 2 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right upper lobe, and a stable subpleural right upper lobe nodule measuring 2.5 millimeter. And there were chronic atelectatic changes in the lingula with no consolidation. The patient has shortness of breath with exertion, some wheezing, and also has mild leg swelling. She has been on inhaled bronchodilators, including Noro, Ellipta 1 puff a day. And prior to that, she was on a Stiolto Respimat 2 puffs a day. Next paragraph, past history, has included history of chronic bronchitis. She has had foot surgery in the past, also had a hysterectomy and tubal ligation, and a history of glossopharyngeal neuralgia, and history for depression and anxiety, She has diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Next, next paragraph. Allergies. To Vioxin. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 40 plus years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of an accident and had COPD. Mother is alive in good health. Next, system review. The patient has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. She has heartburn, no black stools, diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. She has she has some anxiety. Denies joint pains, muscle aches. No headache, seizures, or memory loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma, and she denies urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. She has asthmatic symptoms and has gained weight. Next paragraph, physical exam. This this is a moderately obese elderly white female, middle-aged white female, is a lot pale but no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, icterus, perfority, icterus, but has 2 plus leg edema. Blood pressure 122/70, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 221, saturation 95. Itchy and head numbs, felt, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edema, throat was clear. Next, supplemental bruises, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered expiratory wheezes, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, 2 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no dim. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is hypertension, number 3, diabetes mellitus, and number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea, number 5, atelectasis, left upper lobe. Next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and repeat a chest CT next year. She will use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Doppler study of the leg veins were ordered to rule out DVT. A sleep study will be arranged as an outpatient. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christopher Lee Paik, PAIK, MD. Thank you, Sakti Susan.